Almighty Creator and Father is Yahweh. His son is Yahshua. Welcome to the Preparations of the Soul podcast. Be sorry, be convicted, be zealous, be repentant, be believing, be saved. Prepare your soul for the end of your life, so that you may have life eternal. He didn't bring you into the kingdom to push people out. He brought you into the kingdom to pull people in. Before the door is shut. Mercy triumphs over judgment. James chapter 2 verse 13. John chapter 3 verses 16 through 18. For Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only brought forth son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but possess everlasting life. For Elohim did not send his son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not judged, but he who does not believe is judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only brought forth Son of Elohim. Notice that Yahshua says that he who does not believe is judged already, meaning that the judgment is already here. Since the judgment is already here, we do not have to bring the judgment. The only thing that we need to bring is the good news of Yahshua. So Elohim did not send his son into the world to judge the world. He who does not believe is judged already. So we do not need to bring the judgment. We simply need to bring the good news of Yahshua. Yahweh is the one who brings the judgment. Yahshua is the judge of the living and the dead. His goal is not to have us cut people down and push people out and shut the door on them. His goal is to bring us in so that we can pull others in with us, so that all of us who believe can come in and be saved before the door is shut. Don't shut the door on other people. Pull them in the door before it shuts. Yahshua is the door. Mercy triumphs over judgment. James chapter 2 verse 13. Lions inside of lambs triumph over wolves in sheep's clothing. For Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only brought forth son, that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but possess everlasting life. For Elohim did not send his son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. When did judgment come? When Yahweh kicked mankind out of the garden, and no longer could mankind eat of the tree of life and live forever. Genesis chapter 3 verse 22. And Yahweh Elohim said, "See, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." That is why it is written in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, "For this reason, even as through one man sin did enter into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned." And also Galatians chapter 3, verse 22, "But the scripture has shut up all mankind under sin, that the promise by belief in Yahshua anointed might be given to those who believe." So Romans chapter 5 verse 12 teaches that death has already spread to all men. And Galatians chapter 3 verse 22 teaches that the scripture has already shut up all mankind under sin. So that's why Yahshua said in John chapter 3 verse 18, "He who does not believe is judged already." Meaning, the judgment has already happened, even though the full punishment for the judgment has not been fully issued. We need to remember the mission of Yahshua, which was that he was not sent to judge the world, but that they may be saved. So we do not need to dish out judgments, because the judgment is already in the past, in the Garden of Eden. The judgment is already issued to all of mankind when they were stopped from taking of the tree of life and living forever. And death has already, not in the future, but in the past, death has already spread to all men. And all of mankind is already in the past. All of mankind has already been shut up under sin. So the judgment has already been made, and the only way out from under that judgment is by faith in Yahshua. Some cultures honor their parents very well, and honoring your parents is honorable, commendable, and actually commanded by Yahweh. But no matter how honorable your culture is, you must believe in Yahshua and repent. You must believe in Yahshua and follow him in repentance to be saved. Some cultures give to the poor very well, and giving to the poor is honorable, commendable, and good. But no matter how honorable your culture is, you must believe in Yahshua and follow him in repentance to be saved. There are many other honorable things we should do which are right, just, kodesh, holy, set apart, and good. Keeping the Sabbath holy, kodesh, set apart. Being a chief one amongst them, of which profaning carries the same penalty as adultery or murder in the Bible. Yet for any sin, except the one unforgivable, Yahweh is willing to forgive us if we believe and repent. But no matter how honorable our conduct is, we still must believe in Yahshua and follow him in repentance to be saved. No honoring of parents, no giving to the poor, no Sabbath keeping, and no good deed can sweep us into the kingdom on our own merits, though all in the word should be observed and all should be done. We rely on the blood of Yahshua to escape judgment. You can't earn your salvation by your works. Romans chapter 3 verse 28, for we reckon that a man is declared right by belief without works of Torah, but you can earn punishment by your works. Revelation chapter 20 verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from what was written in the books, according to their works. And you can earn rewards by your works. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, and see, I am coming speedily, and my reward is with me, to give to each according to his work. So you can't earn your salvation by works, but you can earn punishment by your works, and you can earn reward by your works. The fact that you can't earn your salvation or be declared right by your works simply means that, one, even if you do really good and do a great job at ministry, that will never be an excuse for you to let your guard down and think that you have now earned a right to be a slacker who goes off to live in secret sin, because those good works of doing ministry cannot save you if you then go off into the world to live in sin and don't repent, or if you are living a double life of secret unrepentant and wicked sin, which Yahweh knows the truth of. Those good works cannot save you. And, two, even if you did live perfectly the rest of your life according to what you think is perfect, that cannot erase your past mistakes, and you still need the shed blood of Yahshua. And the only way to do what is right and overcome sin is through Yahshua. So not being able to be saved by our works should make us shun the idea of thinking that we can stand firm on our own accomplishments and therefore now go sin in secret in some great way. We should maintain a sorrow over sin that maintains a life that is truly repentant, and the honesty to admit our sin and have a zealous repentance, and not shun others who are calling us or others to repentance and a higher standard, or degrade believers by labeling them as legalists, when the Bible never uses a term like legalist to degrade or speak condescendingly to others. But neither does it teach to fail to show mercy either, when people are trying their best to do what is right, but are simply confused about what is right. So you can't earn your salvation by works, but you can earn punishment by your works, and you can earn reward by your works. If you have been convicted, edified, challenged to be more like Yahshua, encouraged, stirred up to do righteousness, or realize the need to be more merciful to others, share unedited copies of this with your friends, with strangers. And, although most people should not use social media websites because they contain lots of evil, wicked stuff, if you are already on social media, link to it on your social media profiles, streams, timelines, and tweets, and visit WYLH.org/podcast, WYLH.org, WYLH.org/podcast, to see when we post the next one. Yevarechacha Yahweh Wayishmarecha, Ya'ir Yahweh Panayalecha Wichunecha, Yisa Yahweh Panayalecha, Wayasem Lecha Shalom. Yahweh bless you and keep you, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and show favor unto you, Yahweh lift up his face upon you and give you shalom. He didn't bring you into the kingdom to push people out. He brought you into the kingdom to pull people in. Before the door is shut.